This is KCSL on 98.3 FM, San Luis Obispo Times, CalNet Radio. From San Luis Obispo in West California, I'm Drew Adams, and this is your morning update for Sunday, April 15th, 2035. Temperatures along the central coast will reach a high of 18 degrees Celsius, with sunny weather and light clouds through the week. UC Naval personnel were welcomed back by their families in San Diego this past Friday after another successful tour training with Allied partners in the Pacific. Sailors and Marines of the 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit have just completed training exercises with major Pacific nations. Exercises Iron Fist, Cobra Gold, Balakatan, Freedom Shield, and Talisman Saber have concluded, with the United California Republics becoming a closer and more present ally in the Pacific. These training rotations were previously conducted by the United States, with Japan, Thailand, the Philippines, South Korea, and Australia. However, the U.S. has been absent from these exercises for the past 7 years, after abandoning their Pacific fleets in Asia and the West Coast. California's Maritime Defense Fleet has since shouldered the responsibility, while other Pacific Fleet remnants have been absorbed and dispersed to regional navies for allied partnerships in the Pacific. The power vacuum briefly left potential for regional conflict between the People's Republic of China and their Asian neighbors, who've had grievances with the Chinese Communist Party claiming authority in territorial waters outside of their jurisdiction. The coalition of allies the U.S. helped to form have since chartered the Pacific Defense Pact, which United California joined as a member last year. These exercises were a standard part of U.S. foreign policy and serve as a vital security element for the nations involved. The exercises were conducted with UC sailors and Marines from the Maritime Defense Fleet and United California Marine Corps, alongside their foreign counterparts. The exercises involved ship maneuvers, amphibious landing drills, bilateral training, humanitarian projects, and civil-military functions. This year, California was also joined by peer forces from the Pacifica Collective, who have become an important ally for trade and defense with United California. With these exercises concluded, Pacific allies will be preparing for next year, where RIMPAC, the Rim of the Pacific Fleet exercise, the largest international maritime exercise in the world, will be taking place, having been on hold since 2028. Next year, an unprecedented 30 nations, including United California, will take part in the Naval Games. This will be the first time both United California and the Pacifica Collective will be participating, substituting the United States. RIMPAC 36 will be headquartered at Naval Base Point Loma in South California, but will take place at Pearl Harbor on the island of Oahu in the Kingdom of Hawaii. Protests from the remnant U.S. government in Philadelphia have been vocal and negative. However, this has become a common trend with recent American foreign policy, which has recoiled significantly within the last decade. Despite grievances, the U.S. has yet to offer any tangible solutions to the chaos they've sowed in the Pacific or the American West. The United States remains overburdened with a violent insurgency along their remnant borders and is crutched up by a long-serving allied coalition of United Nations peacekeepers, of which United California is a vital participant, providing military hardware and relief supplies. We'll have more stories within the next hour. Until then, I'm Drew Adams, reminding you to stay mindful, stay informed, and to keep an eye on the times. ¶¶